Hello, I have cards for the 11th and 12th of August, 2022, and they are the Queen of Cups reversed, the Moon reversed, and the Ten of Cups, the Thunder Moon. The super full moon today has many names, among them, according to space.com, Thunder Moon, and the Full Hay Moon. Thunder Moon makes sense for obvious reasons. It's been wet and wild up in the desert. The lovely people at the feed store will always call me and ask if I need hay before it rains, which is how I know it's going to rain. There may not be a single cloud in the sky, but as soon as they drop 6 bales of hay and a couple of 50 pounds of birdseed at the gate, sure enough, here they come. So I get it now. You have to have a full store of hay at the Thunder Moon time. The Ayurvedic Tarot by Jeffrey Armstrong, Ayurvedic. It's a beautiful package, and I don't know anything about India's ancient science of the stars, but this deck seems to be a good way to learn. The deck is in sections that can be used as flashcards. The moon, Chandra, is in the planets section. There are no pictures on the cards, but the colors are soothing and muted. Soothing? Sage green, dusty purple, warm brown. The moon is reflecting. It's only a dream. I knew someone who, if they had a bad dream, would let it ruin their whole day. It was ridiculous. I don't know what in the hallucinogenic hell all those weird dreams were last night, but they seem to go on forever. You may have some pretty weird dreams under this and any full moon. If you're an intuitive or psychic, you may have some of the weirdest dreams in your life, but the reversed Queen of Cups may also suggest this moon can throw you off. Water, water everywhere. If you're a water sign or have water anywhere in your astrological DNA, you may feel this powerful moon, who rules over the sign of Cancer, more than some. The Queen of Cups in the past position is a mother, but in the reverse, not considered a good one, which may be why your moon is in the reverse. You may have a distorted memory of marriage and family because of this poor, unbalanced, and disturbed queen, which could be our own past energy, male or female. The reversed moon can be, along with the reversed Queen of Water, a mental unbalance or what is known as sundowning, which is when older people can get confused or restless at night. If you have a family member with this condition, you're loving and supporting them, as does the entire family, on the peaceful Ten of Cups. Sometimes these three cards fall into the past, present, and future positions, and sometimes the three cards, like three notes, simply form a chord. The Ten of Cups, Pisces, Cancer, Scorpio, in the future position is one of the happiest, if not the happiest, card in the deck. This is a happy family, a happy home, a loving environment. It's right there. The moon in the reverse also brings the sun out, as it is on the traditional Ten of Cups, all 10 gold cups lined up on a rainbow in a blue sky overhead. This is like a light being turned on and seeing the love around you for the first time. It's a beautiful reading, actually, a healing and a happy outcome, no matter who this bipolar-esque queen is in the past position. Today's key word for her is past. Oh, sorry about the flies. Get a couple rainstorms and a bunch of horse manure. That's what's going to happen.